Day. So today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to learn page Resh Samach Vav and Beis. This is Shin Tzadi Tes, Si'ifim, Hey, Vav, Zayin, and Ches. So let's take a look. Si'if, Hey, Higil Gai. Let's say you get to a valley as you're measuring. Im Chuta Mishkolis Mishrachik Miknegdo Lamata Arba Amos. If by holding a rope with a weighted rope over the valley, you get it goes 4 Amos away. So there is an incline. It's not just straight down. So then if you could hold a 50 amma rope that goes straight over the valley, so then you try to do that. Vimlav, but if there's no rope that will reach over the valley, no 50 amma rope will reach over the valley. So you use the same 4 amma rope trick that we discussed in the previous sif. But that's only if it's not more than 2,000 amos deep. But if it's more than 2,000 amos deep, then you have to measure the actual distance covered in the actual incline. But if it goes straight down, it doesn't, that if you were to hold the rope on top of the valley, it would just go straight down. It wouldn't even, the bottom of the rope would not be 4 amos away from you Then if you're able to hold 50 amos rope over the whole valley, you do so. And if you can't, otherwise, you would just measure the flat bottom of that valley, just like we said by the mountain, that if it's a straight cliff, you don't have to worry about the incline because there barely is any incline. You just measure the straight top of the mountain. So too with the valley, you just measure the straight bottom of the valley, even if it's more than 2,000 amos deep. Says the Mishbura, Mikenegdo Lamata Arba Amos, Deinor Degai Bezekifa Lamata Kolkach. So the first case was where there was a slant. It wasn't straight down. And therefore, you could do Havla or you could do Kidur. As opposed to if it goes straight down, where the string that you were holding at the top, the bottom of it wouldn't even be 4 amos away from you. Then we don't do Kidur of the 4 amos and the 4 amos to measure the incline. And with that, even if the decline or the incline is such that you cover 10 tvachim of height with by going 4 amos of length on the incline or on the decline, that you could also be mavliya that. And we don't say that you can estimate it like we said by a mountain. Because being mavliya a valley is much easier than being mavliya a mountain. The way to be mavliya a mountain is you have to put up gigantic poles on either side that reach higher than the mountain. A valley, you just stand on two sides of the valley and hold a rope. You don't need to put up any poles. So it's much easier. So we recommend doing that. We never recommend estimating when it comes to a valley. Bechevel shel arba amos kanalei dekidur. We already discussed the process with the 4 amma rope. Shel kol hashipur rotzalomer medida yafa kamo karka chalaka. You do a regular measurement of like it's flat ground. Va'afilu miyachal avliyo bechevel shel chamishim amma. Even if you're able to be mavliya the whole valley with a 50 amma rope, if it goes 2,000 amos deep, you have to measure the entire incline. Va'atam shekivin shu amo kiosim alpayim shu shir tchum shabbos chashv. Since it covered it's 2,000 amos deep, which is the shear of Tchum Shabbos, it's considered to be chashuv in its own right. So here also we're saying if you're able to be mavliya, do so, because when it comes to a valley, it's easy. As opposed to by a mountain where it's hard because you got to put up these big poles. And that's why when it comes to a mountain, we only make you measure the straight ground. We don't make you be mavliya it. If the decline is so steep that it goes straight down, then we don't make you measure the decline. We only make you measure the flat ground on the bottom of the valley, just like by a mountain, where you only measure the flat ground on the top of the mountain. If you get to a mountain or a valley, here, Hu Rachav Michamishamama. Now, everywhere on the side of the city, the where there is valley or mountain, it's 50 amos wide. It's more than 50 amos wide. Shein Yoch Lavliya, which takes away your possibility of being Mavliya it. Kigon Shu B'Mizrachi, Ever Kolorch Mizrachi, Yoch Lavliya. So let's say it's on the eastern side of the city, but the mountain range that's on the eastern side of the city, throughout the entire eastern side of the city, it's more than 50 amos wide. So you're never going to be able to hold a rope over that mountain. But if you travel a little more north, the mountain thins out, or the valley thins out, and now it's less than 50 amos. So if you could do a havla there within 2,000 amos of the eastern side of the city, once you have to go north more than 2,000 amos, or south more than 2,000 amos from the side of the city, then it's no good. But within 2,000 amos, if you get to a place that's narrow enough, yelech sham v'yavlio, so then you go there in your mavliya, kivin shu adayin b'toch ha-tchum shel tzadayir, since at least you're within the tchum of that side of the city. Avol menu yoch lavliya b'toch ha-payim shel tzadayir, if you're not going to be able to be mavliya anywhere within 2,000 amos of the side of the city, then lo yisrach ikyoso l'tzadayir kedei lavliya. You don't travel any further in order to be able to be mavliya. Sif katan chavdal b'toch ha-payim shesham iskatzer ahar v'agai. Within 2,000 amos, it narrows out. Yelich Sham v'avliyo, so you go there in your mavliya. Umodid v'holich sham isfasa v'halad keneged makom shekala sham rocha v'har v'agai keneged ir v'chozul midasa keneged ir mashal midas tchumen. And you basically take that measurement that you had on that side and bring it back to the side of the city where the measurement is supposed to continue, and continue from there. But if even within 2,000 amos to the north or to the south of the eastern side of the city, it never narrows out to less than 50 amos, you don't go further than that. People are going to see you measuring so far away from the city, and they're going to make a mistake. They're going to think that that's still within the measurement of the tchum. So then you have no choice but to use the 4-amah rope and, have the two guys, one guy a little higher, like we described before, because you can't be mavliya it. Siv zayin, ein somchen ela al medidas adam mumcha, sheyodea midas hakarka. Not everyone can do this. You need someone with expertise in this area in order to trust him on the medida. Mishum bura, v'gam yabaki b'dinei medida. Not only does he have to know what he's doing in terms of the mechanics of it, he needs to know the dinim as well. He needs to be an expert in these halachos as well. And finally, Sif Ches. Hayulanu Tchum Shabbos Muchzakin. Let's say we had Tchum Shabbos marked off. There were signs there. Ad kan Tchum Shabbos. It was Muchzak like this, Midore Doros. We don't know who did it, how it got there, whatever. But this is always assumed to be the Tchum Shabbos. Uba Mimcha Madan. And then a Mumcha came and he said, let me check on that. And he measures it again. Riba B'tchumehem Umiyet B'tchum Shomano. If he yields a different Tchum Shabbos, we listen to the expert, af b'tchum shariba, even if he's now expanding the tchum Shabbos, so he's being more makel. Certainly, if he's lessening the tchum Shabbos and he's being more machmir, says the Rama, madad u'mata midada b'mizrachis tzvonis, yisera al shekenegda b'mizrachis dromis. Let's say you're measuring the tchum to the eastern side of the city, but you measure from the northeast corner and from the southeast corner, and you don't land in the same place. You don't land directly across from each other. Somehow the measurements are off a little bit. So what do? Moteach hachut shel simin hatchum izel zeh ba'alachson. You run a string from one marker to the other marker, even if it's at an angle, and anywhere within that diagonal is within the tchum Shabbos. That's the first day of the Rama. V'yeshomrim b'shavik v'yamakam shuri b'bo. But the Yeshom says, no, you take whichever was further away, and you draw a straight line across on the whole side of the city. You don't have to draw a line at the angle. We could be makel to draw a straight line across from the place that was further away. Sifkat and Chavtas, Muchzakin, we had a known tchum, Ratzalomer, Avshay Muchzakin Shad Kanu Makom Tchum, even though we had previously had an assumption of where the tchum went up to, Mikal Makom Kivin Shaba Achrakach Mumcha Madad Vamar Shatosu. But then an expert came afterwards and he measured and he said it was a mistake. Shomunla, we listened to that expert, Bein Lahachmir, Bein Lahakel, both to be Machmir and to be Mekil. Upashit to Mary Ksenya Dua Lunchachazakarishon and Asai Baal Pimididis Mumcha. Obviously, we're talking about a the case over here where we don't know how we got that first tchum. We don't know that it was done by a mumcha. Because otherwise, why would I listen to the second mumcha more than the first mumcha? Certainly, only when he's marbed, not when he's memait, as we'll see in Siftes. Riba b'tchumehem, ratzalom b'shem makom echad riba makom acher miyet. If you find that it's uneven, that he's marbed in one place, memait in another place, we listen to the new expert. Af b'tchum shiriba pirush v'kolshkin shom lo b'makom shem miyet v'achmir. Certainly, we're going to listen to him in the place where he was memait, where he's more machmir. Ba'alachson, so he said, when one guy measures the northeast side and the southeast side, and they're not the same distance away from the eastern side of the city, so you just make a diagonal string from one to the from one marker to the other. The Cheshin and Shemelota b'Medinas Mizrachis Dromis. Maybe he didn't make a mistake in either one. Umashin Ismail Amidu Mnesha Matzah Derech Midaso Eza Harsha Tzarchum Adam Medidi Yafa Bekarka Chalaka Lachenis Kaser Atchum Bosutzad. It could be that he came across some mountain where the halacha dictated that he should measure the incline and the decline of the mountain as if it were straight ground, and therefore the tchum ended a little bit closer than it did on the other side. Kafia makom shiriba bo, but the second opinion of the Rama is that you draw a straight line from whichever marker is further away. Afshu ba'atzmo madad gam mizrachis dromis, even though he himself measured both sides, talinan sheshamlo matach hachevel kol tzarcho ulkach neskatzar tchum sham. This opinion assumes that you probably didn't hold it tautly on one side, and that's why you ended up with a shorted tchum shamis. Especially if it was someone else that, certainly if it was someone else that did that shorter medida. Then for sure you could be makel and assume that guy made a mistake. And the Gra paskens like this second opinion that you could measure it straight. You don't have to make a diagonal. So to review what we learned in this shear in Sifhei, we said that if you get to a valley, if it's a not such a steep decline, then you try to be mavliya it by holding a 50 amma rope over the valley. But if it's 2,000 amos deep, then you have to measure the decline itself because that's a makom chashuv. And if the valley is a steep decline, then you could skip the decline and just measure the flat bottom of the valley. And then in Sivav, we said that if you get to a mountain or a valley that's more than 50 amos wide, so you can't be mavliya it, but somewhere within 2,000 amos to the north or to the south, it narrows, you go there and you measure it and be mavliya it, and then you come back. But if nowhere within 2,000 amos to the north or to the south of the eastern side of the city does it narrow enough, then you cannot do that. You're just going to have to resort to the other measuring tactics, like the four amma long string with the two guys. And then in Siv Zayin, we said you need an expert in the halacha, an expert in measurement, in order to do the medida. And then in Siv Ches, we said that if we had a chazaka of what Tchum Shabbos was, but we don't know what expert ever measured it, and now a new expert comes and it yields a different tchum, you follow the new expert. And we said, the Rama quoted two opinions, if one guy measures the eastern side of the city, one from the northeast corner, one from the southeast corner, and it yields different markers, different results. So the first opinion of the Rama is you draw a diagonal, and anything within the diagonal is the tchum. And the second opinion of the Rama is you go with the further one, and you draw a straight line. And the Gra Paskin is like that opinion, that you go with the further one, and you draw the straight line. Bezrus Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Sifim Tes Yud and Yud Aleph. Tomorrow will be from camp, Ms. Dama. So we'll see you then. Probably regular time, but from camp. Okay, have a good day, everybody.